Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, I am CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, and today we are continuing on a series called How to Manifest Wealth Through the Power of Your Mind with the Law of Attraction, and today is Part 11. It's a series, and if you haven't listened to the previous shows, then they are recorded, and you can go back and listen to them anytime you want. If you like my program, I ask you to please click on follow and or subscribe. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind, and I find that a lot of people do not know how to spell conscious. It's C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S. Conscious. So it is blogtalkradio.com, The Power of the Superconscious Mind, and then just simply click on, you can follow the program or you can subscribe to it. And I ask you also that you can join me on chat if you would like to add a comment or question. You can simply go on chat, click on chat during the show, and you can type in a question and I will try to address them and kind of keep an eye on that at the same time while I'm talking during the show. If you would like to know more about me or what it is that I do, then you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is my blog, and I also offer some freebies on that blog, so feel free to go to that. That is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, and that is a blogger blog. Also, you can download my hypnosis audios. You can preview them for free at cdbaby.com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage. That is CHERYLJSAVAGE. So cdbaby.com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage. You can download any of the CDs on there at this time for only $9.99. And one of them on there that you may be very interested in that I'm finding that absolutely love is called Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. You will find that on CD Baby as one of my CDs that I'm actually offering, and you can download that and have it today if you want. We are going to continue from last week, finishing up on the Keys to the Power on money, and then we're going to go right into relationships. Now, in order for you to be really wealthy, you have to have good relationships. You can't be stinking rich with money and be really happy and wealthy if you have no friends or family that like you. So we're going to finish up from last week, so we're going to kind of backtrack, and I'm going to move along pretty quickly. But we're going to move through this very fast. I may even talk a little fast, and if there's something that you don't get, you can always go back on the site, on the internet, and simply backtrack your audio so that you can listen to it again. You can take it back. You have to realize that if you feel really good about success, no matter whose success it is, that's going to stick with you. You will make success stick to you. In business or whatever job or work that you do, just make sure that whatever that you give in equal value to the money that you receive in profits or from your salary, that it's either equal or greater. In other words, just make sure that you give either in equal value to the money that you receive in profits or from your salary, whatever it is. If you give less value than the money that you receive, your business or your career is going to be doomed for failure. It's the universal law. The universal laws work all the time for everyone, no matter what. Without fail, they don't pick and choose who to work for. They work for everyone all the time. So a lot of this is coming from the universal laws, and I have even given some programs in the past, done radio shows, talk shows on universal laws. If you can understand and follow the main 11 universal laws, and all the sub-laws will just fall into place and work automatically for you. You simply just can't take anyone in life because you will take from yourself. if you think ripping somebody off, or you can just take them for whatever you can get out of them, then basically you have to understand the universal law is what you give, you receive. What you take from yourself. So if you take from someone and or ripping them off, which I know that there are business people that actually do that, and, you know, if you have that mindset that you want to see who you can get the best of or rip somebody off, or you think they're stupid so you can rip them off, then what you're doing is when you take from them, you're taking from yourself. You're not honest, and it's only a matter of time before your business fails. Without fail, by the universal laws, that's what's going to happen. So you just can't take from anyone in life and then think that you're going to win, because you're really taking from yourself. If you steal something, universal law is basically, their spirit's going to make sure that you lose at least 7 times that amount. So if you think you can steal, then whatever you do steal is eventually going to be taken away from you at least 7 times that amount. It's never worth it. All the times, and at all times, you give equal value for whatever you're receiving. So the only way that you can be sure of doing that is that you give more value than the money that you're receiving. If you give more value, then you're going to succeed. If you give more value than the money that you're receiving, your business and your career will take off. That's universal law. If you understand and believe the universal laws, then you will make your life work for you. But the universal laws are very real, whether it's the law of attraction or the law of gravity. The law of gravity says that what goes up must come back down, because gravity is what it is. There are some things that we're going to finish up here on money that we didn't get to last week, and I just want to finish this up before we move into relationships. Money is the only, it's just only a tool. Money is a tool for you to experience the things that you love in life. So when you think about the things that you can do with money, you will feel much more love and joy than when you think only of money. Does that make sense? Sometimes people do things for money, but if you do it out of the goodness of your heart, it's because it's something you really want to do, or you have a love for whatever it is that you do, then the money will come. But if you simply do something only for the money, it's not going to last. It never does. The material that I'm taking right now, most of the material that I'm getting, the bulk of my material, is coming from the Rhonda Byrne's books, The Magic and the Power and the Secret. A lot of this is coming from her material. I'm a big fan of Rhonda Byrne's, and she puts it in perspective, and I think she makes the point, puts the point across probably better than anyone else. I like the way the wording that she uses. I like the way she presents the entire concept so that you can understand this. I may have told you many times certain things. I may repeat them in different ways, but eventually, if I explain it one way better than I do another way, then you may understand it. Everyone understands different things in a different concept. So I want you to understand that money is actually a tool. It's a tool for you to use to get the things that you love in life. So if you chase after the tool, it's not going to last. When you think about the things that you can do with the money, you're going to feel more love and joy than if you just think about the money. So I ask you to make a goal in the very beginning to write your list of your wants and your needs and your goals, and then write the why you want it. Well, if one of your goals was something like, I want $1 million. Well, who doesn't want $1 million? But do we really want $1 million? I mean, why do you want $1 million? You just want $1 million to have $1 million so you can quit working? Well, maybe it's not time for you to quit working. Have $1 million, I don't know if you realize it, but our mega lottery in this country, in the United States, just gave away one of the largest lotteries in history, $588 million. And with that came stories pouring on the internet of those who had won very large amounts of money and the stories behind what happened to their lives. And I saw a lot of really negative stuff in there, a lot of negative stuff. One man won a fortune, $38 million, I think it was, and his granddaughter overdosed on drugs because of the money that poured into the family. There was people getting killed, murdered over greed. People lost all their friends and most of their family over the money out of greed. Once again, greed. Greed just overwhelmed their lives. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe winning all that money is not that great after all. So I don't know. You know, I think I'd have to just give it all away. I would give it away to good organizations, charities, and people who would do good things with it, not just individuals who's going to go out and buy drugs or get even more greedy. I don't know. Money can actually become the love. And I will say again, the love of money will actually can become the root of all evil. Imagine being with what you love and doing what you love and having the things that you love, because you will then, you're going to feel far more love than if you only think about just the money. The attractive force of love has unlimited ways for you to receive what you want. The only one of those ways involves money. That's just one way. Don't make the mistake of thinking that money is the only way that you can receive something. That is limited thinking, and you will limit your life. And that's a fact. So when you want something, don't think about how to get the money so you can get it. Basically, you want to think about what it is that you want and focus on having it. Focus on thinking about it and feeling as if you already have it. Does that make sense? Don't worry about where the money comes from to have whatever it is that you want. The universe will bring to you, who knows, maybe in the most unusual ways for you to have whatever it is that you really need. Here's a story that was told that I think is a pretty good story. My sister attracted a new car through the most adventurous sequence of events. She was driving to work, and she got caught in a flash flood, and her car stopped in the water. At the insistence of an emergency rescue worker, she was carried to dry land. Even though the water was not really dangerously high, she laughed her way through the whole entire experience, and her rescue even made the nightly television news. My sister's car was irreparably damaged by the water, and within 2 weeks, she was given a large check, and she bought her dream car. The most wonderful part of the story is that my sister was renovating a house at that time, and she didn't have any spare money for a new car. She didn't even imagine having a new car. She had attracted the beautiful car to her because she had cried tears of joy when she heard the news that our other sibling had gotten a new car. My sister was so happy and gave so much love for her sibling receiving a new car that the law of attraction moved every element, circumstance, and the event to deliver a new car to her too. That is the power of love. Remember I told you, attitude is everything. You are in control of your attitude. You will not know how you receive what you want until you receive it, but the force of love knows. Get out of your way and have faith. Imagine that what you want, feel the happiness inside of you, and the attractive force of love will find the perfect way for you to receive it. Remember, it's the feeling that this source or God or whatever you want to call it, there is a higher power and there is a power that flows into and through everything in this universe. Call it whatever you want to. But it's also this power you can call it the attraction, the law of attraction, which the law of attraction is also the law of love. And love is a very incredibly powerful force of energy. So that's why we talk a lot about love, because love is spoken of frequently through the universal laws. It's what we're here. It's all about love. Life is about love. That's what it's about. If you can feel it and you can imagine it, you can think of it and focus on it, then you will have a wonderful life. Focus more on what it is that you love and feel that feelings that you think about, and instead of thinking and focusing on what you don't love, and you will have better health, better life, better relationships, and so on and so on. Our human minds are limited, but the intelligence of love is unlimited. Its ways are beyond our comprehension. Don't limit your life by thinking money is the only way to get something that you want. Don't make money your only target, but make your target what you want to be, to do, or to have. If you want a new home, imagine and feel the joy of living in it. Plan your home. Plan the furniture. Start getting plans to build a home or whatever, or look for a home. Even though you don't have the money or the credit or whatever it is that you think, instead of focusing on the money, focus on what it is. In other words, focus on the end result. If you want a new home, just imagine feeling joy of living in it. Imagine arranging your furniture. Imagine the appliances being there. If you want beautiful clothes or appliances or a car, if you want to go to college or move to another country, whatever it is, imagine it. All these things can come to you in an unlimited number of ways. The universe, the universal mind or universal energy is way bigger and more powerful than you will ever be. So therefore, you don't need to figure out how you're going to get it, where it's going to come from, because if you focus on having it and feeling it and can really imagine it, that you've already started to manifest that into your life. There is only one rule with money. One rule that you must remember. You can never put money ahead of love. You can never put money ahead of love. That's where you have the love of money becomes the root of all evil. Loving money is not a bad thing, but the love of money, it can, if you put it ahead of love, then you're in trouble. If you do, you violate love's law of attraction, and you will suffer the consequences. Love must be the ruling force in your life. Love is why we're here. Love is everything. Nothing can ever be put above love. Money is a tool for you to use, and you bring it to yourself through love. But if you put money ahead of love in your life, it will cause you to receive a whole bunch of negative things. You can't give love for money and then walk around being rude, negative people, because if you do that, then you're going to open the door of negativity to walk right into your relationships, into your health, your happiness, your finances, and everything, every area of your life. Charles Hanel, the one that I am a big fan of, actually, he died in 1949. He was a New Thought author, and he's also the author of the Master Key System, which I refer to also as well in my material. I have a lot of information here from the Master Key System. He wrote the book in 1912, and it's a really good book, too. Charles Hanel said, if you require love, try to realize that the only way to get love is by giving it. That the more you give, the more you will get. And the only way you can give it is to fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. You are meant to have the money that you need to live a very full life. You're not meant to be suffering from the lack of money, because suffering adds negativity to the world. The beauty of life is that when you put love first, all the money you need to live a full life comes to you. Okay, now that was actually the end of the lesson for last week. So let's just go over some very important points over this last lesson. It's the attractive force of love that moves all the money in the world. And whoever is giving love by feeling good is a magnet for money. You can tell how you feel about money, because if you don't have all you need, then you don't feel good about money. Love is attracting force that brings money, and love is also the money that makes money stick. It's the power that makes money stick. Love is the power that makes the money stick. When you pay your bills, find a way, any way, to make yourself feel good. Just imagine the bills or checks that you're receiving. Get excited about them. Or you can just use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sends you the bill, because they give you a really wonderful service. And just imagine that you're donating to the money because of the wonderful service they give you. When some money comes into your hands, no matter how small it is, be grateful. Remember, gratitude is the great multiplier. Feel love when you pay for anything instead of feeling bad because you have less money. I'm going to say that again. Feel love when you pay for anything instead of feeling bad because you have less money. The difference between the two is the difference between having plenty of money and struggling with money for the rest of your life. Use physical money as your cue to remember to feel good about plenty of money. Remember, the front of each bill has like the positive side, which represents plenty of money, and each time you handle money, deliberately flip the bill so the front is facing you. And that would be the positive side. If you feel really good about success, no matter whose it is, then you stick success to you. Give an equal value to the money that you receive through profits and your salary. And if you give more value than the money you're receiving, then your business and career will take off. Money is only a tool for you to experience the things that you love in life. And the attractive force of love has unlimited ways for you to receive what you want, and only one of those ways involves money. Imagine being with what you love and doing what you love and having the things that you love, because you feel far more love than you will if you only think about money. The beauty of life is that when you put love first, all the money that you need to live a full life just comes to you. Okay, now, before I got done last week, I told you that I have 7 steps to manifesting, and this was actually sent to me from my psychic friend, Becky, from up north. She's known as Lady Becky, and she is also on Keen. She's a superwoman. I've known her for maybe 14 years. She's really very, very good. She's on Keen. She's known as Lady Becky, and she sent the 7 steps to manifesting, and I'm going to go over these with you kind of briefly or kind of quickly as I can, because they're really very good. She says, Becky says, Lady Becky says, welcome to manifesting your heart's desires. By choosing to learn the 7 steps to manifesting, you have made the choice to enhance your life. And as you practice these skills, you will see your desires begin to manifest, and some in ways beyond your wildest dreams. As you practice these steps daily, there are no limits on what you can manifest in your life. Anything is possible, so choose wisely. And by the way, before we go any further, you can choose, when I say choose wisely, she put in there, choose wisely, choose whatever you want to manifest, but just know this. Just make sure that whatever you want, whatever your goal is, whatever you want to manifest, it does not go against man, nature, or God, or you will inevitably destroy yourself. So just make sure it's not anything that goes against man, nature, or God. Okay, step one, this is on how to manifest your heart's desires. Step one, breathe deeply. Begin by taking a nice, deep, cleansing breath in, breathing in life, energy, and abundance. As you exhale, release any stress, strain, or tension from your body. Release any thoughts, feelings, and just allow yourself to relax. And as you continue to breathe deeply, gently shift your focus to your heart, and take a few moments to dwell here in the place of peace. Step two, clearly state your desire. Imagine that a genie has just appeared at your doorstep and grants you 3 wishes, anything that you desire. What are your 3 wishes? Go to your heart and let your heart choose your deepest desire. If you could only have 1 wish, what wish would you choose? Remember, you must choose only one. And by the way, she also says, this is important, select something that you want and do not select something that you don't want. In other words, select something that you want. Keep everything positive. Whatever it is that you're focusing on here, it needs to be positive. Select something you want, not something you want to get rid of. For example, if my ultimate desire was to be healthy, then one of the ways for me to be healthy is to lose weight. So my choice would read, I choose to be healthy and physically fit rather than I want to lose weight. I choose to be healthy and physically fit. So don't just choose, I want to lose weight, because you might get sick to lose all that weight. So clearly state your deepest desire within yourself. It's helpful even to write it down where you can see it daily. And the more you see it, the more you think about it, the more you feel it, the faster it's going to come, period. But be sure that whatever you focus on is positive, and it's something that you want, not something you want to get rid of, including your weight. So if you want to lose weight, don't say, I want to lose weight. Then just focus on being healthy and physically fit and seeing yourself strong and fit and healthy. Step three, visualize success in advance. Picture what you desire as if it's already happened, as if it has already manifested in your life for you. It's already manifested for you in your life. Allow your picture to be as vivid as possible, colorful, lifelike, real. Add detail, lots of detail. The more detail you add, Every time you focus on this and visualize it, the more realistic and the faster it will come. Step 4, embrace the feeling. What feeling will have your desire give you? What feeling will having your desire give you? Feel the feeling that you have as you imagine having your desire now. Feel the feeling as if you already have it. Hint, let's use the example of I desire more money in my life. Ask yourself, what feeling do you have as you imagine having all the money that you desire? Perhaps you feel rich, wealthy, secure, successful, relieved. Beyond these feelings, what do you feel? Most people report a deeper feeling of peace and freedom. The deeper feeling is what you want to feel. This is known as your core value. Step 5, create an image. Allow an image to come to you that represents your core feeling. The image can be a place, a person, an object, a color, a shape. Hint, if your core feeling is freedom, an image that may work would be a bird sailing on the ocean, parasailing space. If your core feeling is peace, an image may be a sunset, a dove, walking in nature, the color pink, Mother Teresa, a rose. If I want to feel really close to the universe, to God, if I want to feel peace, then when I'm close to nature, if I'm surrounded by nature, I feel closer to God. Okay, step 6, then let it go. Let your mind release the intention to your higher self. This can be done by merely saying to yourself, I now release my desire to the wisdom and power of my higher self. I will repeat that. This is step 6, just let it go. Let your mind release the intention to your higher self. This can be done by merely saying to yourself, I now release my desire to the wisdom and power of my higher self, and allow your mind to shift to the core feeling. As you energize your core feeling, you will manifest your desires tenfold. And step 7 is to trust. Simply trust. Trust that you have done all that you need to do. Your higher self, your subconscious mind, will handle the rest. That's where let God and let go, as the old saying goes. I suggest that you use these steps every day. Take a few minutes in the morning when you first awaken is an excellent time to take yourself through these 7 steps. Once you become familiar with these steps, you'll be able to do them very quickly without needing even to write them down. Feel free to use these steps during your day as well. It's an excellent way to keep yourself focused on whatever it is that you want. So if you need to go over those again, simply this is recorded and you can back it up and listen to it again. Okay, we're going to move into relationships because this is really good stuff. Okay, the power and relationships. This is a lot mostly from Rhonda Byrne. Giving love. Remember, love is the incredibly powerful force of energy. It's a very incredibly powerful force of energy. So giving love is the law that applies to everything in your life, and giving love is the law of relationships. The force of love doesn't care whether you know someone or not, whether a person is a friend or a foe, a loved one or a complete stranger. The force of love doesn't care if you're encountering a work, a colleague, a boss, a parent, student, or whoever. With every single person you come into contact with, you are either giving love or you're not. And what you give is what you will receive. Remember that. What goes around comes around. What you give, you receive. Relationships are your biggest channel to give love. And so you can change your entire life just through the love that you give in your relationships. At the same time, though, relationships can be your biggest downfall because they are often your biggest excuse for not giving love. The most enlightened beings throughout history told us to love others. You were not told to love others so that you would be a nice person. You were being given the secret to life. You were being given the law of attraction. When you love others, you will have an amazing life. When you love others, you will receive the life that you deserve. St. Paul, which is in Galatians 5, said the entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. Give love to others through kindness, encouragement, support, gratitude, or any good feeling, and it comes back to you and multiplies itself, bringing love to every other area of your life, including your health, money, happiness, and career. Give negativity to others through criticism, anger, impatience, or any bad feeling, and you will receive that negativity back, guaranteed. And as the negativity comes back, it multiplies itself, attracting more negativity, which affects the rest of your life. How many times have I told you and talked about over the last year or two that every thought that you think with feeling behind it, thoughts are things. Thoughts are actually tiny billions. It's just like little tiny billions of magnets that's going out in space. So your thoughts are traveling and permeating, penetrating all of space. And they know now, scientifically have proven, that your thoughts travel at least 250,000 miles. So the thoughts that you're thinking is what I'm explaining here, is that when you have negative feelings backed up with this negative thoughts that you're sending out, it's dark energy. It goes out into space, permeating and penetrating all of space like billions of little magnets of negativity, and it attracts like energy, bringing it back to you, and it multiplies. So on the other hand, if you know that and you understand that, if you even remotely believe it, then understand you can do just the opposite. Give out good feelings. You're in choice of your attitude. You're in choice of the thoughts that you think, of the things that you say. And the things that you think and say lead to the feelings that you have. It's not about the other person. You can tell in your relationship right now what you've been giving. In a current relationship, if a current relationship is great, it means you're given more love and gratitude than negativity. In a current relationship, if the current relationship that you're in right now, any relationship, I don't care whether it's a significant other or a relative, a sister or sibling, friend, whatever, it doesn't matter. If in a current relationship it's difficult or challenging, it means that you're inadvertently giving more negativity than love. Some people think that a relationship is either good or bad because of the other person. But life doesn't happen that way. You can't say to the force of love, I will give love only when the other person gives it to me. You can't receive anything in life unless you give it first. Whatever you give, you receive. So it's not about the other person at all. It's about you. It's all about what you are giving and what you are feeling. You can change any relationship right now by looking for the things that you love or appreciate and that you're grateful for in that person. When you make a deliberate effort to look for the things that you love more than you notice negative things, then a miracle is going to take place. It'll appear to you as though something incredible has happened to the other person. But it's the force of love that's incredible because it dissolves negativity, including negativity in relationships. All you have to do is harness the force of love by looking for the things that you love in the person, and everything will change the relationship. Everything will change in the relationship. I know hundreds of relationships that have been restored through the power of love, but only one particular story of a woman who used love's power to restore her crumbling marriage stands out from all the others, because this woman had lost all love for her husband. In fact, she couldn't even bear to be near him. Her husband complained every day. He was sick all the time. He was depressed, he was angry, he was verbally abusive to his wife and their four children. You can go on a site that Rhonda Byrne started after she did The Secret, and they're in different categories. There is a category on health, on finances, on relationships, and so on. And these people are sending in letters, and they're sending testimonies about whatever area that she divides them in and puts them in. So this is about an actual story, about a true story about real people. When the woman learned about the power of giving love, she decided right away to feel happier despite the problems in her marriage. And immediately the atmosphere in their home became lighter. And the woman's relationships with her children even got better. She then went, she went through her photo albums, looking for the photos of her husband when they first got married. She took some of those photos and put them on her desk to look at them every day. And by doing this, something amazing happened. She felt the love that she had first felt for her husband. She started remembering it. It came back through a memory. She started feeling it. And as she felt the love return, her feeling of love began to increase dramatically inside of her. She reached a point where she loved her husband more than she ever had in her entire life. Her love became so great that her husband's depression and anger disappeared, and his health began to return. This woman went from wanting to be as far away as possible from her husband to a marriage where they want to be with each other as much as possible. Now, here is the tricky bit with giving love in relationships, and it's the one thing that has prevented many from receiving the life that they deserve. It's only tricky because people have misunderstood what it means to give love to others. To be very clear about what it means to give love to others, you need to understand what it means not to give love to others. Sometimes if you don't understand what something is, you may understand it a little better if you know what it is not. So trying to change another person is not giving love. How many times, how many people do you know, and are you one of those people who try to change someone, especially your significant other? Oh, he's a super person. He just needs a few changes. I'll change him. I'll make him the way I want him to be. You know, that's not giving love, and that's not even realistic, and that doesn't work. It never does. Thinking that you know what is best for the other person is not giving love. Thinking that you are right and the other person is wrong is not giving love. How many times have you ever known someone like that? They're always right and you're always wrong. Criticizing, blaming, complaining, nagging, finding fault with another person is not giving love. Buddha said, hate is not conquered by hate. Hate is conquered by love. And this is the law eternal. Here's a story that I'm going to share with you that demonstrates the care that we must take in our relationships. A man's wife had left him and taken the children with her. The man was devastated and he blamed his wife and he refused to accept her decision. He continued to contact her, determined to do everything he could to change her mind. He may have thought he was acting out of love for his wife and family, but his actions were not loving. He blamed his wife for the marriage ending. He believed that she was doing wrong and he was doing right. He refused to accept his wife's decision to choose for herself because he would not stop contacting his wife. He was arrested and he was sentenced to jail. The man eventually realized that he was not giving love when he denied his wife her freedom to choose what she wanted, and that he lost his freedom as a result. The law of attraction is the law of love, and you cannot break it. If you violate it, you break it yourself. I'm sharing this story because the ending of the intimate relationship is very challenging for some people. Some people actually do not know how to love, but having intimate relationships can be very challenging for a lot of people. You cannot deny someone else's right to choose what they want because that's not giving love. It's a bitter pill to swallow when your heart is breaking, but you must respect everyone's freedom and right to choose. What you give to another person, you receive yourself. And when you deny another person's freedom to choose, you will attract negative things that deny your own freedom. Maybe the flow of money that it should come to you or that comes to you decreases, or your health gets worse, it weakens, it gets bad, or your job takes a downturn. Because of all these things, that would affect your freedom. There is no other person for the law of attraction. What you give to others, you give to yourself. You know, it's not about the other person, it's about you. What you give to others, you give to yourself. Period. Giving love to another person does not mean that you let someone walk all over you or abuse you in any way, because that's not giving love either. Allow another person to use you doesn't help that person, and it surely doesn't help you. Love's tough. And we learn and grow through its law, and as part of that learning experience, we experience consequences. So it is not love to allow another person to use or abuse you. The answer is get yourself onto a higher frequency of good feelings, whatever good feelings that you can, raise your frequency. Remember how many times we've talked about your vibrational frequency? If someone just told you that you won the lottery, wouldn't you get really excited and your vibrational frequency would go way up and you'd have a really good, good feeling? Or someone just asked you to marry them, someone that you really, truly loved, wouldn't your vibrational frequency raise and you'd have really good feelings? Well, the answer is get yourself onto that highest frequency of good feelings that you can, whatever it takes, whatever you can imagine, whatever you can think about, just raise that vibrational frequency within yourself to have good feelings, and the force of love will resolve the situation for you. When you learn to work with the universal laws, they will work for you. They'll work your problems out. They'll work to resolve whatever it is, the negativity in your life. It'll work it out. Whenever anyone has, this is actually, he's a philosopher. He says, whenever anyone has offended me, I try to raise my soul so high that the offense cannot reach it. I like that. Life presents everything to you so that you can choose what you love. And part of the gift of life is that you are given all kinds of people. So you can choose what you love in those people and turn away from the ones that you don't. You are not meant to manufacture love for qualities in a person that you don't love, but simply to turn away without giving them any feeling. Turning away from what you don't love in someone means that you're relaxed about it. And you know life is giving you a choice. It doesn't mean that you argue with them to prove that they're wrong, or you criticize or blame them, or that you want to change them because you think you're right. Because if you do any of these things, you're not giving love. Big time. King Solomon of Israel in Proverbs said, your own soul is nourished when you are kind. It is destroyed when you are cruel. Did you hear what I said? Your own soul is nourished when you are kind. It is destroyed when you are cruel. That's a fact of life. That is the universal law. When you are on a feeling frequency of love, then only people who are on the same feeling frequency as you are can come into your life. You know, some days you really feel happy, and some days you feel irritated, and others you feel sad or kind of down. You can be as many different versions of yourself as you want to be. A person in a relationship with you can also be many versions, including being happy or irritated or sad. No doubt that you have seen them being many different versions, but every version is still that person. And when you're happy, then only the happy version of other people can come into your life. But you have to be happy to receive the happy versions of other people. It doesn't mean that you're responsible for other people's happiness, because everyone is responsible for their own lives and happiness. What it means is there's nothing else for you to do but to feel happy yourself, and then the law of attraction will do all the rest. And as Aristotle's famous saying says, happiness depends on ourselves. Have you ever heard of PETs? Because PETs are personal emotional trainers. And one way to take the sting out of a confrontational or difficult relationship is to imagine people as your own PETs. That's your personal emotional trainers. You know, I can make jokes about these things, and we all do, but it's real, and you can actually learn to benefit from it. The way to take a sting out of a confrontational or difficult relationship is to imagine people as your PET, your personal emotional trainer. The force of love presents you in a whole array of PETs, disguised as everyday people, but they're all training you to choose love. Some people are kind of like soft PETs because they don't push you very hard and they're so easy to love. Some people are tough PETs because they push you to your limits, as personal physical trainers do, but they are the ones who are making you stronger to choose love no matter what. Isn't the old saying is, what doesn't kill you will make you a stronger, better person? PETs can use all kinds of situations and tactics to challenge you. But the thing to remember is that every challenge is presented so that you will choose love and turn away from the negativity and the blame. Some trainers may challenge you to judge them or others, but don't fall for that rap. That's a big trap. Judgment is negative, and it's not giving love. So if you can't love the good in someone or something, then just turn away from it. Just say nothing. Have you ever heard the saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all? That is a golden rule that you should learn. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. Some trainers may test you by provoking you to feel revenge or anger or even hatred. Turn away by looking for the things that you love in life. Some trainers may even hit you with guilt, feelings of unworthiness, or fears. Don't fall for any of them, because negativity is not any kind of love at all. If you can imagine the people in your life as your PETs, as your personal emotional trainers, it will help you with any difficult relationships, because it's the tough trainers who make you stronger and determined to choose love no matter what. But they're also giving you a message. They're telling you that you've gotten yourself onto a negative feeling frequency and you need to feel better to move off of it. So no one can come into your life and affect you negatively unless you already are on that same negative feeling frequency. If you're on a feeling of frequency of love, it won't matter how tough or negative someone is, they will not and cannot affect you. When you get control of your mind and you master your mind, no matter, and this is a fact, no matter how negative someone may be, you will not allow them to affect you. You are in control of your own feeling frequency. Each person out there, they're doing their job. So just as you're doing your own job of being a PET to others, there are no enemies and there are no great PETs. There are only some great PETs and some tough PETs who are making you great. I'll say that again. There are no enemies. There are only great PETs, personal emotional trainers, and some PETs who are making you great. You know, with every cloud, there is a silver lining if you simply look for it. Even when something really upsets you or it looks very bad, remember that certain things in life, there is no such thing as accidents, really. Everything happens for a reason. There's a reason for everything. So if you find a dark cloud in your life or something that seems negative, then just look for the silver lining around that cloud and you will find it. It will appear. The law of love, the law of attraction will bring it to you. The law of attraction is a sticky business. When you rejoice in another person's good fortune, their good fortune sticks to you. When you admire or appreciate anything about another person, you're sticking those qualities to yourself. But when you think or discuss negative things about someone else, you're sticking those negative things to you too, and you're putting them into your life. If you talk bad about somebody, then just know that someone is going to be talking bad about you. What goes around comes around. What you give, you get. Are you getting it yet? Are you understanding any part of this? Because it's the law of attraction. It's the universal laws, and it works for everyone all the time, without fail, without picking or choosing, whoever. It works for everyone. The law of attraction is responding to your feelings. Whatever you give, you receive. And so if you stick a label on any person, circumstance, or even an event in life, you are sticking that label on you, and that's what you will receive. Now, this is the fantastic news, because it means that you can stick everything you love and want to you by looking for the things that you love in other people and saying yes to them with all your heart. The world is your catalog, and when you understand the power of love, it is a full-time job noticing everything that you love in other people. But it's the easiest and best way to change your whole entire life. It beats struggling and suffering. All you have to do is notice the things that you love in other people and turn away from the things that you don't, so you don't give them any feeling. How easy is that? I mean, how easy is that? just start focusing on things that you love. Focus on the things in other people or events or life or whatever that you love. And get excited about it. Feel the feelings of that, having that higher vibrational frequency within yourself. Raise up that frequency. We're going to run short on time here, so we're going to try to get through as much as we can. I was going to hope to get through the relationships, but I was look like I may make it. And this goes for everyone because this is a common problem throughout most people, which is gossip. People love gossip. Gossip seems harmless on the surface, but it can cause a lot of negative things in people's lives. Gossip is not giving love. Gossip is giving negativity, and that's exactly what you're going to receive back. So if you gossip about someone, know that someone is gossiping about you. Gossip is not harmful to the person who is being spoken of. Gossip harms those gossiping. Put that in your hat and smoke it. When you are talking with family members or friends or whatever, and they tell you about some negative things about someone said, blah, 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 or did, they are gossiping, and they are giving out negativity. And as you listen to them, you are giving out negativity too because you are feeling a being. Remember how many times I told you you are a feeling being, and you can't hear negative things without your feelings dropping rapidly. When you talk with a work colleague at lunch and you both talk very negatively about someone, you're gossiping and you're giving out negativity. You can't talk about or hear negativity and have good feelings, can you? Because if you can, you're some strange kind of person. Actually, I knew someone like that. They were a very, very negative person, and when they heard something very bad about someone, that's what seemed to make them the happiest and laugh. It was very disturbing, very disturbing. But they had health problems up the wazoo, and they had problems in every area of their life, especially their relationships. So to put it frankly, we need to be mindful of not sticking our nose into other people's business because their business will get stuck on our nose. Unless you want it in your life, turn away from it without feeling anything. You hear someone gossiping about someone, just turn it off, turn away from it, think about something else. But just don't take part of that gossip. You're not only doing yourself a favor, but you'll also be doing the other people a favor who doesn't even realize that negative effect that gossip can have on their lives. If you find yourself gossiping or listening to gossip, stop mid-sentence and say, "But I'm so grateful that," and then just finish the sentence with something good about the person being gossiped about. Can you do that? Life is presenting every person and circumstance to you so you can choose what you love and what you don't love. When you react to anything, you are reacting with your feelings. And as you do, you're choosing it. Your reaction, whether good or bad, sticks to you. And in effect, you're saying that you want more of it. So it's important to watch how you react in your relationships because whether you react with good or bad feelings, they're the feelings that you're giving. And you will receive more of the same circumstances to make you feel that way. Okay, there's one thing here I'm going to have to get into before we get cut off here. We have about 6.5 minutes left. Remember in the beginning when we started this program on manifesting wealth, I said you're going to have to master your mind. You cannot let your mind run with just random thoughts. Random thoughts that are just running through your mind, millions of thoughts, uncontrollably, especially if they're negative, has got to stop. You have to stop that. Your superconscious mind, remember whatever you can conceive and believe, you will achieve every time. If you can think it, believe it, then you will achieve it. So the superconscious mind is where all your power lies, and it is basically has a gatekeeper, which is your physical mind. Your physical mind is what you wake up in the morning and you think the thoughts that you do. You decide where you're going to go, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do, and so on. You are actually in control of the physical thoughts that you think, and thoughts are energy. Thoughts are things. They're energy. So if you're letting just whatever thoughts there is run through your mind, then your mind is out of control. And I talk a lot about that. And when someone tells me, "Well, I have millions of thoughts that run through my head all the time, I can't stop it," well, then I tell them that they're not in control of their mind or their thoughts, which they usually, for whatever reason, amuses them every time, but it's true. Most people are not in control of the thoughts that they think or their mind. When you get control of your physical mind, then you can control the thoughts that you think, which is the gatekeeper to your superconscious mind where all your power lies within you. So to start with, I gave you the first exercise, and I'm going to go over this again. The first part one was to simply select a room where you can be alone and undisturbed. Sit erect, comfortably, do not lounge. Let your thoughts roam where they will, but be perfectly still for 15 minutes to half an hour. Continue this for 3 or 4 days or for a week until you secure full control of your physical being, your body, yourself. Many will find this extremely difficult, and others will conquer this with ease. But it is absolutely essential to secure complete control of the body before you're ready to progress. And then the next step is, we talked about that, I gave you that one. Part two was based on, part one is to control the body and just learn to relax. Part two is to inhibit all thought. Then I went over this one. If you missed this one, I said for you to you had to conquer the purpose of securing control of your physical body. And if you accomplish this, then you're ready to advance to step two. Step two is this time you begin to control your thoughts. Always take the same room, the same chair, and the same position if possible. In some cases, it is not convenient to take the same room. In this case, simply make the best of the use of any conditions that are available. And now be perfectly still as before, but inhibit all thought. This will give you control over all the thoughts of care, worry, or fear, and will enable you to entertain only the kind of thoughts that you desire. Continue this exercise daily until you can gain complete mastery. You'll not be able to do this for more than a few moments at a time, but the exercise is valuable because it's a very practical demonstration of the great number of thoughts which are constantly trying to gain access to your mental world. Okay, next we're going to receive instructions for exercise, which are a little more interesting, but it's necessary that you master these first two. The first one is control your body and totally relax. The second is learn to inhibit all thought, which you will sit for just a few moments. Inhibit all thought. And one way that you can do this to get control over your thoughts that you think is to focus on your breathing. Just focus on your breathing in and out. Don't think anything. Inhibit all thought. When you've mastered that, then you're going to go to part three. And part three is you're going to go another step farther. Again, I want you to not only be perfectly still and inhibit all thought as far as possible, but relax and let go. Let the muscles take their normal condition. This will remove all pressure from the nerves and eliminate that tension which is so frequently produces physical exhaustion. This is learn to inhibit all thought and relax. Physical relaxation is a voluntary exercise of the will, and the exercise will be found to be of great value as it enables the blood to circulate freely to and from the brain and body. Tension leads to mental unrest and abnormal mental activity of the mind. It produces worry, fears, and anxieties. Relaxation is therefore an absolute necessity in order to allow the mental faculties to exercise the greatest freedom. Make this exercise as thorough and complete as possible. Mentally determine that you will relax every muscle and nerve until you feel quiet and restful and at peace with yourself and the world. The solar plexus will then be ready to function, and you will be surprised at the result. Those are the first three steps in getting control over your mind and the thoughts that you think. I thank you for joining me today. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I am very deeply saddened by the loss of Zig Ziglar. I was a big admirer of him. And you can go online and he has some of the best sayings out there. But he was a very, very positive person that was really evident that he was successful. He controlled the thoughts that he was thinking. He was in control of his mind, and he was just a great trainer. Thank you for joining me, and you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com if you have questions or comments.